Canada has become a vulnerable target on the world stage. I'm Marco Perry. Welcome to the Perry Platform. We've got a serious issue on our hands. The Star has issued an article titled, "Secret Files Show CSIS is Worried that Canada Has No Consequences for Foreign State Interference." So the CSIS is the Canadian Security Intelligence Service. And they say that foreign interference is a low-risk and high-reward endeavor in Canada. Our top intelligence agency is concerned that there are no consequences for foreign interference in Canadian democracy, and that's both legally and politically. The CSIS has tried to respond by delivering briefings to numerous politicians and staffers, and also the agency has been very clear about their perceived foreign interference threats, but very little has been done. That itself is disturbing. When your top intelligence community is telling politicians about very real problems, and the politicians do very little about it, there's a couple reasons why that might be. It might be they're downplaying the threat. It might mean these foreign actors have already accomplished their goal. Or it could mean they simply don't understand what's at stake. We are an independent country of sovereign people with the right to self-determination. Any foreign country who tries to interfere with that, with our democratic process, to sway things in Canada to fit their agenda, is committing one of the highest crimes they can. There are very few things that we can all agree on in this country, but I'm sure we can get mass support for the fact that we're going to be the ones who define what Canada is and how it progresses. Other countries have no business directly meddling in our affairs, and if they choose to continue to do so, we should rain down on them the highest and harshest penalties that we can. I will talk about the practicalities of that in a second, but I want to go back to the CSIS for now. There have been some recommendations that they've made which are very concrete, but still, a recurring pattern, very little has been done about it. So, the first thing the CSIS recommends is that government and the agency regularly release relevant info to the public. In my opinion, that's a great idea. Like this report that came out. Keeping things hush-hush between the intelligence agency and the politicians is a disaster. I don't trust our politicians. They're either corrupt or incompetent. There are very few who have integrity and character and will actually act in the best interest of Canada versus their own personal benefit. Let's get the people involved as we should in a democracy. Release intelligence briefings. Tell us which countries are doing things. Tell us what exactly they're doing. And we can pressure our politicians to do something about it. If you keep things closed door, there's going to be more room for corruption and more room to ignore the CSIS, which has been the pattern thus far. The other recommendation is to improve ways for victims of harassment or intimidation by foreign entities to report this activity to the government. Again, a great suggestion. Foreign governments have been known to pressure nationals in Canada to get their way. Or if they can't do that, they're going to pressure your loved ones or relatives who reside within the borders of these foreign entities who are seeking to intimidate you. There has to be a better way to escalate that. That should be, once again, a major crime. That should be something that we take very seriously. Why? Because we can't have our decision makers and powerful people in Canada being made to kneel due to subversion. We are a diverse country with ties across the world, and other countries are strategically using that against us. The agency also recommends providing more training and information to politicians. Make them aware of threats and tactics of foreign interference. Again, a great suggestion. As I mentioned, one possibility here is that our politicians are too dense to realize the gravity of the matter, and perhaps they just have to learn. So, I'm in total agreement with the CSIS. It's my estimation that they've done as good a job as they can thus far. They've tried to work with politicians. They have recommendations, they have strategies, and they're aware of the threats. But on the political front, that's where we have many issues. We have people like Justin Trudeau who declined to do things like public inquiries into well-known cases of interference. Why? Who knows? Many reasons for that. But we can all see it's not for the betterment of our country. This is a great example of leveraging the media to get your message across. The CSIS is continually ignored by our politicians, so what choice do they have but to go to reporters and to disseminate this information to the masses? Now that we have the info, we can hold our politicians accountable, because they work for us and we hold the power. If they refuse to do anything about that, you're gone. That has to be the line that we draw. One more thing that I forgot to mention was they also recommended amending the criminal code to add penalties for things ranging from foreign interference operations That could include harassment and intimidation by a foreign state. Once again, an amazing solution, and something that I'm surprised we currently do not have. Truly, anyone with a functioning mind could have determined that we need these things starting 20 years ago. And to still not have them today? That's a massive disappointment, and it reflects poorly on our government. No relevant action has been taken to curb the effects of foreign interference in Canada. How can that be a true statement, if our politicians are doing the best they can? Clearly, they're not. So, now here are my recommendations. I find that the root of our issues truly is, aside from the bad actors themselves, our own politicians. We have to clean house in Canada. We have too many incompetent people in charge. Too many people have no idea what they're doing, and they'll just blindly follow along with their party leader. Too many people with no integrity. We have valid recommendations here from the CSIS, ones that would help the foreign interference problems that we face. But those with power refuse to act. Well, sure, they can do that. And what we can do is replace them all, every single one, regardless of which party they fall into. If it's Conservative, Liberal, NDP, collectively, we should have zero tolerance for people who are indifferent to foreign actors meddling in our country. I want a vote forced in the House of Commons. It can be ushered in by anyone, by any party. Somebody with some integrity. Let's bring a bill to the table. And let's see which politicians choose to not act again. Which ones are going to vote against a motion to accept the CSIS recommendations? And when we see who those people are, because it will be public, they need to be blacklisted and removed from their positions via democratic process. It's as the CSIS reported, meddling in Canada is low risk and high reward because we're so vulnerable. The people in charge are incompetent, and I keep saying it because it's painfully true. We need to look internally first. We need to position ourselves to be able to handle the challenges of a modern global world. And that starts with our leadership. This next point speaks to what I was mentioning before about enforcing rules and norms. Canada obviously is not in a position to do that alone. We are a developed economy, but we're not the largest. There are many nations who are hostile towards Canada who wouldn't care if we did something like impose sanctions on them. It's actually arguable that we would be the ones suffering more. It's extremely important that we rely on international alliances and we all come together. These are more important now than ever. Individually, Canada, the UK, whoever else you want to name, we have very little bargaining power. The exception there is America. And we all have shared interests, shared values, shared visions for the future, and how we can advance society morally, how we can come together as one. Many countries do not have a vision for that. Many countries are actively trying to do the opposite of that. They're trying to bring about dystopian visions and values that go against what it means to be a free and liberal person. Similar to how in NATO, a group of people who have the same vision for the future, if one of us is attacked militarily, it's an attack on us all, and we'll all come together and respond. This has kept many smaller countries safe. We need something similar like that for foreign interference. If you're going to be meddling, spying, subverting democracy, imposing values, well, that's an attack on us all. And you should face all the political, legal, and economic consequences that are going to come from that, from us all. This is a conversation that has to be had on the global stage. It's a top priority, and the West does have to come together. Now, ultimately, I am looking for Canada to become independent in the long run, but that's a process. Our military is severely outdated. Our intelligence is severely understaffed. And if you look at things like our foreign spending, it's insane how we've neglected our own internal competencies while supporting other nations. We do have to look out for ourselves too. It's totally possible that we could become technologically advanced enough to handle and eliminate all foreign interference allegations ourselves. We're simply not equipped though. Now ask yourself what $5, $4, $6, $7 billion worth of funding could have done for us. Money that we spend on other less important things. Any foreign agents looking to subvert our freedom and democratic process from the inside, the law needs to prosecute them. any foreign countries involved in that, politically we need to take a stand. And hopefully it's not a stand that we take alone. As I've said, I believe in an independent, self-sufficient Canada that the world respects. And to get there, we need the help of our allies. And if that's not possible, we have to take very seriously the amount of money we spend on defense and military. Globalism has made us heavily reliant on various questionable regimes, and that's become a weakness. A weakness that is being exploited. If we want a free future, where Canadians are determining the path forward for Canadians, we have to act. Now, with that, it does bring us to the end of our conversation for today. If you enjoyed the material, be sure to leave a review and share. They'll help us grow. And you can find me online at perryplatform.org and on social media at perryplatform. Thanks for joining me, and I'll see you soon.